Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on Episode 6 of Konosuba Season 2. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. So last we left off, things were pretty rosy. You know, Kazuma wiped out his debt and got all the charges dropped, so life has got to be pretty rosy right now. I mean, case in point, they're still living in this manor and it appears to be furnished again. And despite it being winter and all cold outside, they've got a nice fire going. You know, life does seem pretty good, even though Megumin and Darkness want to go outside and Aqua just wants to stay inside. And I guess what's worse, they're looking on Kazuma with disdain. You know, it's not exactly clear why, aside from the usual. But given that we're not seeing him in his totality, I think that's a pretty good indication that something's going on. So I guess he's been living under that table. So I'm given to understand that that table's called a kotatsu, and it's sort of like, I guess, Japanese furniture that has a built-in heating element. And considering how Kazuma was on Earth, this sort of thing is probably a supreme luxury that he had to have crafted specially, you know, like a special order crafted by hand. Now, that's actually interesting. Darkness, she's never really mentioned this before, but as a crusader, she sort of works in service of Eris. Which, you know, I guess seeing as how I don't recall her mentioning it, she probably doesn't bring it up too often. But, Aqua probably wouldn't enjoy that too much. And speaking of not very enjoyable, this guy's back, so I guess he wasn't even, killed permanently, but I guess Wiz is going to be wrangling him, seeing as how they're effectively co-workers. You know, this might be the best possible outcome. You know, Wiz can wrangle him and keep his worst impulses in check. Although that said, Wiz and her association with Kazuma in the first place, like, that was already cause of considerable trouble. So that's interesting. I guess he did die, the explosion did kill him, but he's got a bunch of lives. So, you know, the job's not done yet. I guess that's why he was so, I guess, blasé about dying. You know, it ended up not being much of a problem. Yeah, you know, I really don't think this guy is to be trusted, but I guess he does have the right idea in that taking I guess, Japanese products from Kazuma's mind and manufacturing them here. You know, I guess if nothing else, Kazuma got the Kotatsu out of it. As nice as it is, it has the additional, I guess, issue of drawing Kazuma back into his old ways, you know. I guess he's unwilling to go out and adventure if he doesn't need to. You know, if he has the comforts necessary to be indolent and do nothing, then, you know, why would he do anything at all? You know, at this point, only a concerted effort between the three other party members could probably dislodge him from that table. And even then, you know, it would be a protracted battle for sure. Oh, here we go. Yeah, you know, he's willing to start a fight, but then as soon as the tables turn, you know, oh, hey, let's issue a ceasefire, you know? I guess it's good that Darkness and Megaman aren't going for it. You know, I can certainly sympathize with Kazuma having a nice cozy table to sleep under, but, I mean, you do have to do stuff at some point. You can't laze around and do nothing all the time. It's like, as much as it isn't healthy for you physically to just be lazy and do nothing, I feel like it's not good for you mentally either to get in that sort of a headspace. So I guess this isn't the end of Japanese things that Kazuma's going to get. He gets a nifty sword, too. So, you know, I guess it is an interesting and novel design. Especially compared to the more European swords they generally have here. You know, this is reminding me of something I read in the first light novel, where basically Kazuma had considered going into business as a merchant, essentially reproducing things from Japan and selling them. And he never really got around to doing it, but it seems like based on this, you know, this could have been a profitable alternative to being an adventurer. You know, he certainly would have died nearly as much as he has so far. I find it interesting that even with plate armor like he has now, a full suit of it, it's the same sort of color scheme as his tracksuit, kind of, like purple and green and all that. But I guess as cool as the armor is, he doesn't seem to be able to move in it. And I'm wondering if that's just like, Kazuma literally doesn't have the body strength. Kind of unfortunate that he didn't know that going in, because, you know, you can't just put armor on and expect it to work. I mean, it will work to a certain degree, but you do have to account for the weight and all that. You can't move like you could before. I mean, that's even like a common thing in games like Dungeons and Dragons where you have to watch out for stuff like that. Man, you know, it really never ends with Kazuma. There always has to be something. I guess we're just lucky like the blades didn't chip on the ground. You know, that would be most unseemly. I feel maybe he should wear the scabbard a little bit more vertically so it doesn't catch on things, you know? He had the sword cut down. Oh dear. So I think I remember where this is going. You know, there is no possibility he's going to come up with an actual cool name for that sword. Man, it's interesting how monsters and humans share similarities, you know, talking about this impending mating season of these lizard runners. And you know what? The receptionist certainly seems to know a lot about the mating habits of these creatures, to the point where it's kind of disconcerting. Oh, there we go. You know, this is what you get for not being able to decide on a name. Megumin named it for him. And Chunchunmaru, that is perhaps the worst name she could have chosen. But, yeah, there's no getting around it. That's its name now. Burned into the hilt. You know, I think Kazuma's getting a little bit ahead of himself here, because you do have to kill the Demon King with the sword before the history books refer to it as the legendary sword Chunchunmaru. You know, maybe actually focus on killing the Demon King first. And I guess before you get to that point, you have to take care of these lizards too. I mean, if nothing else, everybody seems to be back in good form. You know, they are prepared for this quest. It's interesting to a degree that Kazuma's bringing out his archery skill again. Because he just sort of tried to use it on the giant toad to ill effect and then, called it a day, I guess. But, you know, they're going into this with a strategy. You know, sort of wrangle the lizards, kill them one by one, or get them into a big group and blow them all up in one go. You know, with a plan like this, everybody's got a part to play, and, you know, it's kind of like a part that's suited to them. So, ideally, no one should screw this up. You know, there's no room for it. So, you know, I said there's no way to screw this up, but it seems as though Aqua is intent on screwing the pooch by getting their attention. There's no way that's a good idea, drawing everyone's attention so they essentially stampede them. It's rather telling that she doesn't even realize what her mistake is. You know, I do like that sequence of Aqua throwing a tantrum. I've seen it posted online before, and generally with the understanding that it's kind of poor animation. And I don't necessarily agree. Like, it is kind of stilted in a way, but I think in terms of showing expression and stuff like that, it's rather well done. You know, Aqua's throwing a tantrum, screaming and hollering and flailing around. I think it accurately portrays that. You know, maybe it could have used a few more frames here and there, but by and large, I definitely don't hate it. Oh, yeah, those chickens are coming home to roost. It turns out Kazuma shouldn't have used Drain Touch on her. It's weird that Megumin has been reduced to being inherently more useless than Aqua by not being able to even blow them up and, you know, knock herself out. You know, if nothing else, Kazuma had the foresight to take a perch in a tree. You know, surely he couldn't have foreseen this stampede, but at least, I guess, you know, he defaulted to a safe position. But it really is a rather unfortunate turn of events that everything sort of falls to him. So, I mean, he does do his best, but, you know, he's not a remarkably impressive person. Yeah, I get the feeling that despite shooting the lizard in the head, he's definitely counting his chickens before they've hatched. Oh. That was a juicy sound right there. You know, I was wondering, like, is he gonna get mauled to death by lizards or what? But no, it turns out he probably just broke his neck in the fall. It's kind of unfortunate that he has to show up back here. And I guess what's even worse is that, you know, he's causing there to be a lot of paperwork, you know, by dying and being resurrected. I feel like it shouldn't be too big a deal if Aqua just brings him back to life, but, man. So I guess it sounds like everything kind of worked out, you know, roughly speaking. They managed to chase off the stampede, but I feel like this is something they're going to hold over his head. You know, they managed to fix everything and Kazuma slipped, fell out of the tree and broke his neck, you know, like the loser he is. You know what, I think Eris is too good for Kazuma. The idea being that if she's bored in this big empty space, then that must mean everything is running well. And that is kinda true. I guess it's unfortunate that Kazuma's realizing that, you know, none of the people he routinely associates with has the good personality of Eris. And you know, I can't blame him. If you have to be, I guess, stuck with someone, it would be preferable for them to be kind and sensible. Although I feel like, you know, as kind and sensible as she presents herself to be, maybe this wouldn't be the case if she were in Aqua's position. Now, I do recall the last time Kazuma had died, he was just sort of on the fence about returning. And he doesn't seem like he's really truly on the fence now, but he just wants to draw things out. I can't say I blame him to a degree, but I feel like if anything else, you know, Eris would kind of want him to hurry up back to life. I really like how Aqua's just babbling in the background as Kazuma tries to think. Yeah, it seems like Aqua knows a lot about Eris and her physiology, and she's more than willing to divulge those secrets. So I guess this is kind of interesting, you know, Kazuma's willing to just abandon the fantasy world again. But I don't know, can Eris just reincarnate him? Because it seems like Aqua, her superior, would have, I guess, more authority in this situation. Oh no. Well, I guess that's all it took, you know? They just start messing with his body and he wants to return to life. If only to prevent the defilement. It's interesting that it's Megumin doing the defiling. You know, I would think if anyone had the sense of mischief or malice, depending, to do that, it would be Aqua. You know, at the very least, she would be indifferent to the dead. Oh boy. I'm not sure Eris would appreciate that statement. Yeah, you know, I'm wondering what precisely she did to his body, because he's not exactly curious about it. I feel like that should be the first thing he should be considering. Man, nobody's telling him, and now everybody's acting kind of cagey around him. Oh dear. Oh man, it's this scene. I remember this. So I guess, you know, this could be considered flattery, I suppose, but Aqua's facial expression doesn't lend evidence to that conclusion. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.